Iraq's Prime Minister says government forces have launched a new operation to destroy the Islamic State group in Mosul. They've advanced within a few kilometres of the city's southwestern outskirts. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown was in East Mosul filming for Four Corners when government forces gained control there.
As government forces prepare to attack West Mosul, the people across the Tigris River in the east are still reeling from 3 months of gruelling combat. It offers a window into what's in store. As government forces moved in on the last IS strongholds in the east last month, an Iraqi helicopter gunship flew overhead, targeting the houses below us. It tore up first one house and then another, where IS was thought to be based. The suburbs were still full of civilians, and when some emerged, they were relieved to be escaping the trauma. It's indescribable. It was a disastrous life. They destroyed us, this man told me. We didn't have proper nights nor days, no food or water. We were dying from fear. IS snipers were a constant danger, the whiz of their bullets always too close for comfort.
We just heard the sound of a round coming in overhead. I could actually hear it hit a building nearby, so it's time to get downstairs.
The soldiers fought their way from block to block and suburb to suburb. It was a lethal game of cat and mouse.
We just heard half a dozen rounds over the top of us, IS shooting back at us. So there's renewed fire.
In some cases, the soldiers simply sprayed machine gun fire from their vantage points over the houses below, a real risk to civilians living there. But the soldiers insist they'd come to protect the population. When the army liberates a region, they focus on families. They offer medical care, food and emergency services for the citizens, Captain Rasul Ali Hussein told me. We did hear complaints from civilians who said their houses had been hit when no IS fighters were around. And that sort of thing is more important than usual here because the Shiite-dominated security forces used to have a bad record of abuse in this Sunni-dominated town. As it prepares now to clear the west of the city, it has a chance to go down a new path. The war on IS is now at a turning point. This is Matt Brown reporting for AM.
And you can see Matt Brown's frontline report on Four Corners tonight at 8:30.